Hi, this is a dictation for patient Michelle Hines, M-I-C-H-E-L-E. M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E. Last name is Hines, H-I-N-E-S. Date of birth is 4/4/93. Date of accident is February 10, 2025. The patient lost control of her car, hit a pavement and a median guard rail. The loss of control was due to the ice, and she was the driver. Oh, she was the rear passenger on the right, and her cousin was driving, and apparently she started having mild headaches, which have gone now, but she started having pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, and pain in both the shoulders. As an initial complaint, all of these pains were between 8 and 9. No radiation of pain was reported to the arms or to the legs. Patient had no issues with locomotion. She is able to walk well. She has conducted physical therapy, chiropractic treatment since the accident. And the patient was last seen on 3/26/2025, and since then patient didn't visit us. However, it appears that she is continuing treatment with her chiropractor, she's quite satisfied with acupuncture, massage, and therapy. At this time, patient reports that her pain is between 8 and 9. ADLs are affected 7, and she reports 40% improvement in her symptoms. Please review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and a compliance history. The blood pressure is 134. Over 74, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same as 3/26/2025, 0331-012, with the range of motion of the neck and lumbar spine are different today. Then cervical spine range of motion, forward flexion is 45, extension is 55, bilateral side flexion 40, bilateral rotation is 75. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50, extension is 20, side flexion 25, rotation is 25. The spasm in the quadratus lumbar muscle and trapezius muscle is not present. No tenderness is noticed. And regarding the shoulders, patient has normal range of motions, and the pain in the shoulder is not present. And physical examination for both the shoulders is also normal. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is patient is now sleeping well, mood is good, headaches are gone, pain in the shoulder is gone, and she has no insurance previously. That's why she could not come to see us for 6 months. Our only visit was recorded on 3/25. So at this time, she has done physical therapy and chiropractic almost 30 times, and they do feel 40 to 50% better. In the examination, please mention that there was a tenderness noticed at C5, 6, and 7 spine, T3, 4, 5, and 6 spine, and L4, 5, and S1 spine. However, the range of motions have come to be normal for the neck and the lower back. SI joint was non-tender. The Faber test and Gonsalon test are negative. And standing flexion compression test, distraction test are also negative for SI joint. Both the shoulders are negative, completely normal, and both the knees are completely normal. And gait is normal. Please mention this in the physical examination. The plan is at this time to continue the urine drug test, physical therapy 2 times a week, chiropractic treatment 2 times a week, acupuncture, possibly massage if needed. The patient is released to a light duty job, 6 hours, 5 days, 0 pound lifting limit. Mass were reviewed, labs were reviewed. The patient was provided medications, which consist of meloxicam, Flexeril, Acifex, Nerontin, Elavil, Lunesta for sleep, light deployment. However, the patient ran away for urgency for her Uber driver, and she never came back to pick up her medicines. We called many, many times from the office. In addition, there is an MRI that is available in the which were ordered by Dr. Kripchak, at Northland Radiology, and they were again reviewed as follows. In the lumbar MRI, there is a facet joint arthritis in the L4-5, L5-S1 only, with no disc involvement. There is a small C5-6 disc herniation and small C6 and 7 disc herniation, with the facet joint arthritis. Thoracic MRI do show a multi-level disc bulging, T2, T3, all the way to T7 and 8, without the nerve root compression. Mild spinal canal stenosis is noticed. Patient has been advised lumbar epidural steroid injection and thoracic steroid injections, as well as cervical facet joints, and we discussed spinal cord stimulation and possibly referred to a spine surgeon. Currently, the patient has not made up her mind, and she will let us know, and otherwise, she is satisfied. Thank you.